Okay, I don't know why it stopped. Okay. I don't know, it appears completely normal to me.
Anyway, so where were we? So Rozanski spent a lot of time thinking about the two-loop part of the Koncievich integral, and my guess is that, well, the one-loop part of the Koncievich integral is the Alexander polynomial. So my guess is that W1 is the two-loop part extended to virtual knots. Or it could be the two-loop part, or a relative of the two-loop part, or it could be... So, I mean, I can imagine that it's interesting, anyway. But again, there is a lot of... there will be a lot of work there. So, okay. Anyway, but again, so... It's a bit embarrassing, so we don't even understand EK in the case of W knots. And when I tried to recover the EK argument, which Peter showed us, okay, but still, I mean, when I tried to recover it in diagrammatic language, so in Haviv language, I realize that I've never really understood it, and I still don't really understand it,
So you mean doing this, but with the associator as well?
So I spent a little time thinking about it and made some progress, but I still don't have the picture, and well, I can tell you about it if you want, but. Maybe I'll tell you about it, but it's kind of a weird story. Maybe I should, one more thing that I should say. So last time we had an error. So the idea was to verify that given this J, well, if you use this J to conjugate the standard R matrix, the invariant R matrix, the Koncievich R matrix, the conditioning homologic of R matrix, you get the R matrix for W knots. And all we did was to compute J at a naive level. Okay? And J came out the right thing. We didn't yet conjugate R by this J to see if you get the right thing. So we stopped short. We didn't do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Okay? Anyway, so let me tell you the theorem that Haviv proves. Okay? And then I'll tell you what are some challenges about this theorem. Okay? So theorem, and I think my conventions changed, so it will not be exactly the same language. So, theorem, okay, with, okay, or let's say it differently, let's set J equal phi inverse tensor phi inverse applied to Z of the following. So I'm still copying from here. Z of a certain strand, but now the conventions change. Sorry, a certain tangle. So I want it to be minus minus plus plus, okay? So where does J live? So J lives in a virtual of two strands. Okay? But let me remind you how this works. Okay? So where phi, or you know, phi times phi maps, so you know what, maybe I'm doing something a bit silly. So where phi is the map which maps one strand into let me just write it this way. It's the map which maps one V strand into a plus strand times a minus strand. Okay? Where plus and minus are still given by the same relations as before. Okay? And the map goes by, it's just the usual co-product. Okay? The claim is that phi is an isomorphism. So, so you can pull things back, okay? Except the way I've organized it, okay? You compute Z, you know, you get lots of chords in various places, okay? Then you push all of them down to the bottom, okay? And then at the bottom, you see a pairing of a minus and a plus strand and a minus and a plus strand. Okay? So the relation is imposed on the top. And these are just to remind us which strand is what. Okay? So the relations are here, but I pull everything down to the bottom, and now I use this pairing to map to here. Okay? I mean, it's really meaningless, okay? I'm only saying, right, I'm applying phi times tensor phi, so I need to tell you which pair, okay? So it's this pair for the first strand, and this pair for the second strand.
Just a convention, right? Just, you have to pick something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, okay, yes. Now, and I'm not, you know, of the several, I'm not quite sure how much freedom there is. So I'm sure that there are other conventions, and I'm sure that they're all equivalent, but I'm not quite sure. I haven't checked it. I haven't. Okay? Anyway, so the claim is that, let me say it in either of two ways. Okay, so then J twists the associator into nothing. Okay, so J kills the associator. And this means that you can twist any other thing to get... So basically, you can twist the Concievich integral of any tangle to be a new invariant of tangles, but now this invariant will not depend on bracketings. So I mean, I can explain what twisting means, okay? But maybe let's postpone the explanation of what twisting means, but instead I'll first say what this means concretely. In other words, let me say differently, if you twist one, you get the associator.
Twisting means you have a tensor structure on it. We put that diagram.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right, but the translation is not kind of
No, but the diagram is pretty, gives you the formula. Anyway, okay, sorry.
Okay, anyway, let me write the formula for phi. So phi is, I believe, delta tensor 1 of J inverse times J to the minus 1, 2, meaning J placed on strands 1, 2, and then inverted. Or inverted and then placed on mine, on 1. So this is just the funny way of saying minus 1 up 1, 2. Okay? Times J on 2, 3 times 1 tensor delta of J. Okay? So I should say that another thing to check, so okay, let's say it differently. So I think J is what Alexeyev and Torossian call F. Okay? So J is Alexeyev, Enriquez, and Torossian's F. Okay? And they have formulas going, so this is in the W case. So what I did here is general, but this is in W. Okay? So they have formulas for an associator in terms of F, meaning in terms of J, and it's precisely this formula, no doubt. Okay? But they also have a formula for F from an associator. And this is the formula that I once offered $100 for kind of understanding it. Okay? So the thing phi goes to F is worth $100. But to be honest, I think I should say no more. Because I'm quite sure that, I'm not quite sure. Sorry, I shouldn't say I'm quite sure. There is such an obvious, I mean, right? This is the, well, I think I'm getting to understand this better sufficiently quickly that I think I'll be able to claim, that sooner or later I'll be able to claim this $100. Okay? And really, you know, there are really four associators here. Right? If you look at this, if you write it in terms of associators, there are four associators. And I think their formula is also F is equal to 4 phi's, and one has to understand how these phi's are planted, okay? And I think everything will follow from, I think it should be this picture. I think what they do is really just etting of Kashdan in the W case. They don't say it, but I think that's what they do. Okay, anyway, so at the moment I have this concrete theorem, and here is the proof, okay? And the proof is following Haviv, and, well, I still don't have a good picture of it, okay? So Haviv says, let's draw, and there is something weird happening in the proof, as you will see, okay? So let's draw two isotopic tangles. That's a start, okay? So the two tangles are Okay, so I hope I can do it. So let's start with kind of pairs. Well, pairs but associated like the associator. Okay? And then, first of all, let's reassociate them, keeping the pairs. So it's this. Okay, then, then let's install on this pair a J picture. So a J, essentially a J picture, and put nothing here. Okay, and then let's install a J picture in which what do I want to do? J picture okay so just a minute I know where I want to go. I want to be here. So it's so it's a J picture in which I consider this as a single it's a J picture in which I double the right part. So each of these is to be considered as a single. Yes. Okay. So let's draw the J picture in which each of these is considered as a single. So this will go like a straight line. This will go this will go here. This as a single will come here. Okay. And this as a single will come up here. Okay, good. Sorry. Okay. So this is equal to so let me write what it is equal to, and only then and only then verify the equality. So let's do the same thing at the bottom and the top better be the same. Okay. So first of all, we do a J in which these two are considered as singles. Okay. So this goes straight up. This goes to here. This goes to here, and this goes straight up. Okay? Then we do a J on
the whole thing?
What? No, no. Sorry, so these two were Now it should be a... Or wait, am I messing up? Just a sec. Sorry, I probably should have done the... Sorry. So again, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Sorry, so let's do J on these two. Okay? So, it's this. Okay? And these two just run straight. Okay, sorry, now it should be okay. Now let's do a J in which these two are considered as singles. So this goes straight, this goes here, this trades places with it, this goes here. That's the second level. Okay? And then let's do. Okay, so if you look at it, this is right except for the tops, that the tops are associated incorrectly. So here the tops are associated A, B, C, and again A, B, C, rather than A, B, C. Okay? So just install an associator everywhere. Another pair of associators. Okay? Okay, sorry. So, this is the hard part. Okay, no, it's not the hard part. It's part one of the hard part. Okay, I claim that these two tangles are the same. Okay, proof. So, basically, both have the same bottom and the same top. So, and in both, both induce the same permutation. So you just verify it, they induce the same permutation. And in both, things on the left are always above things on the right. Okay, so they're descending. Okay, so they're the same. Okay? Okay. Now let's put minus, 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 plus, plus, plus. So, sorry. Compute Z of both sides, it's the same. And impose the relations. You know, impose the relation means you just apply more relations, so it's even more the same. Okay? So, minus, 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 plus, plus, plus. So it's still the same. And now, apply phi inverse cubed. And you get something in A... 3 of V, where the pairing, right, I need to choose pairing of the minuses and the pluses. The pairing is the obvious one. So these two give the same, the first element, the first strand, sorry. A,
so you're saying you apply it at the bottom.
Yes, so you apply the pairing as in the bottom. Okay, so so these two give the first, these two give the second, these two give the third. Okay? So we get a relation in A3V. What relation is it? I claim it's this one, but it's much less obvious than you would think. Okay? So, and the reason. And the reason is precisely the thing that kept me from understanding it for very long, for so long, and that I still, so now I understand it, but I still need to digest it. Okay? The reason is that, phi is an isomorphism between an algebra and a module. It makes sense to multiply things over here. It does not make sense to multiply things over here. The operation of putting two diagrams on top of each other over here does not make sense, because the relation is modded out at the top, okay? So is applied at the top. So basically, if phi was an algebra, if lowercase phi was an algebra map, then you could apply it separately to each piece. And let's see what you would get. Okay? So, in fact, let's start with a false proof. Or false completion of the proof. Okay? So, pretend phi is an algebra map. Pretend phi is an algebra map. It doesn't even make sense, but let's pretend. Okay? Okay? And then what do we get? So, on the left-hand side, we get... Okay, so... this is just... Well, this is the associator with everything doubled. Okay? So, so what you see over here is phi of phi. Okay? Right? Phi acts by doubling. Mm-hmm. Okay? So what you see down here is phi of phi. This is a miserable notation. Maybe I should have called it... should I change names? Lowercase... No, let's change. Should we change?
I don't know.
I don't care. Just maybe say small phi of big phi.
Okay. Small phi of big phi. Right? So then if you apply phi inverse, and really it's phi cubed, okay? You know, maybe I shouldn't even put the tensor 3. I mean apply phi to all strands, okay? So anyway, apply phi inverse, and this is just phi. Okay? So we get phi, capital phi, times. This is obviously J to 3. Yeah. This is obviously J to 3. Right? It's J, and it's installed in position 2, 3. This is J, it's installed in position 2, 3. So, phi J to 3, this is J with the with this pair doubled. I mean, with this doubled and that doubled. So I suppose I should have said that phi, when appropriately considered, commutes with doubling. Okay? So in other words, here there is a doubling operation which maps it into a pair of strands. Okay? And here there is a double doubling operation. Okay? So now, and it commutes because all operations here are doubling operations. It commutes before modding out by the relations. So it also commutes after modding out by the relations. Okay? So let's see what would happen if you had computed one tensor delta of J. Okay? Suppose you take J. J lives here. and you compute one tensor delta of it. Well, it would mean doubling the second doubling the single V strand that corresponds to this pair, which again means doubling each of these individually. Okay, so it's precisely the picture that's drawn here. So in other words, the picture that's drawn here is really phi of one tensor delta of J. So this is really phi of J 2 3, and this is phi of 1 tensor delta J. So now apply phi inverse, and you'll get 1 tensor delta of J. And this is equal to, by the same logic, this is just J 1, 2. J 1, 2. This is delta tensor 1 of J. And this is fun. So let's see this fun. Okay? So we start from a horizontal associator. We have to start from a horizontal associator. So all the chords that occur here are horizontal. And then a horizontal chord becomes a sum of arrow going to the left and arrow going to the right. In either case, this gets killed by the relation. So that last bit is just 1. Okay? So times 1. Okay? So there are two wrong things with this argument.
Sorry, how do you get 1?
Well,
oh.
If you have an arrow, it's going to get killed. Because either, so the minuses kill arrowheads. Okay? But any arrow that you would have here would have a head either to the left or to the right, but it would have a head pointing to the minus. So it's 0.
Okay.
So if there is a single arrow here, it's 0. The only contribution that remains is from the 1, from the empty skeleton. Okay? So this is just 1. Okay?
The New York Times just refreshed. Okay. Good. Sorry, it's I something blinked there, so I... No. Okay, anyway, so there are two wrong things about this argument, and this is partially what made me underappreciate it. Okay?
So, the first wrong thing is that it's the wrong formula. Right? If you look at the formula that appears here, it has the terms in a different order. Okay? This is kind of odd, right? Because just look at this formula and look at this. They have terms in a different order. And in fact, my first instinct seeing this would be to say, oh, so the terms are in a different order. I just blundered and wrote the terms in the wrong order over here. Okay, in fact, I didn't even yet tell you where this formula, why it makes sense. So, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is that the formula here is written incorrectly, and this is the correct formula. They look almost identical. Their linearizations are the same. What?
The alternative view is that, I mean, you wrote down that picture for reasons of your own. Maybe you wrote down the wrong picture. Like, you didn't tell us why you wrote that picture.
Yeah, you just said you didn't write
No, but this, but this picture proves this relation.
Sure, so maybe there's another picture that proves that relation.
No, but then there will be too many relations. It can't be...
Well, maybe they're equivalent.
But they don't look equivalent, at least sort of... Okay.
No,
so,
but it's possible that another picture will exhibit.
So basically, this being so close to true, I always thought... I don't think I even noticed that the formulas are different. Okay, so I just... You know, it's so close to true that I was just misled to think that it's true. Okay, now obviously the argument was false, because phi is not an algebra map. Okay, but you know, maybe there is some way around it. So for example, you know, suppose, basically, if we knew that an arrow tail over here is equal to zero, then the argument is right. Sorry, and likewise that an arrow head over here is equal to zero. If we knew that by imposing the relations at the top, this is actually a cluster and, an arrow head over here. Okay, so if we knew that by imposing the relations at the top, they are somehow imposed also at the bottom, then the relation, not at the bottom, at the middle.
That's
then everything
kind of
is
the PVW magic. I mean, that issue comes up really when you're doing...
Yeah, but things...
Mm.
So maybe if there was some commutation argument. So in fact, everything that comes from here is invariant. Z is invariant. Okay? Sorry, the output of Z is in invariance, is in things that satisfy locality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because it's just made of undirected arrows. And undirected arrows satisfy the classical 4T. So you have the locality. So, you know, maybe, so my second thought,
is with the phi inverse, is that it gives you a sum of diagrams with the, a sum of terms. In each term, these subcomponents appear in all the orders, and that's how it ends up being the same as if you had somehow put all the bad stuff at the top. It's not very well stated.
But the thing is that it's false. I mean, this argument doesn't work. And this is not the correct formula. The correct argument gives the correct formula.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for a little while I stared at this and I was looking for a way to fix the argument. So maybe by locality you can push things one way or another and... You know, the heads from here get pushed to there or to there or to... I couldn't make it... Well, I couldn't make it work and it shouldn't work. Okay? However, I don't have the global perspective. I mean, so now I know what works, but I still don't have the global perspective. Okay? So anyway, here is the correct completion. So... Right completion. Okay. So, now I hope I know how to say it, because again, I have a problem saying I don't have the global picture. By the way, not the whole argument is false. This bit and that bit are okay. Okay? And in fact, at some level, this bit is also okay and that bit is also okay. But let's do it one bit at a time. Okay? So it's really this thing that requires further thought and that thing. Okay? But anyway, let's figure it out. So, okay. First of all, there is no problem with here, with this. Because, well, the relations are imposed at the top, and this is at the top. So this really is, the thing that's written here, really is phi of 1 tensor delta of j. Okay? Now, take all the chords that appear here and write them at the bottom. Just write them, you know, you can always slide the chords down without changing their order. So just write all of them inside this rectangle. Okay? Down at the bottom. So down at the bottom, you have 1 tensor delta of j. Okay? Now, j lives on two strands, okay? And first of all, I delta the second strand, and then I apply phi to it, right? Because it's phi of 1 tensor delta. Or alternatively, I don't care if you go the other way around, but the point is that the second strand of j gets quadrupled. So really, these 4 strands are the quadrupling of the first strand of j. Sorry, of the second strand of j. And these 2 strands, which I don't care about, but let me just complete the statement, are the doubling of the first strand of j. Because it's a phi, and phi doubles. Okay? But the fact that this is a quadrupling is significant. Okay? Now, over here, I just have a certain diagram in A4, AU of 4. So this piece lives in A ordinary knots of 4 strands. Here are the 4 strands, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? And I'm just computing the Kontsevich integral or something, or you know, or whatever with horizontal associators. So it's in AU. I regard it in AV by mapping chords to sums of the 2 directions, but it's really an element in AU. Elements in AU commute by locality with anything that's been quadrupled. So I can slide everything that's down here above. Once I slide it above, it gets hit by the correct relations. And then it becomes the J23. Okay? So, now this remains phi. There is nothing wrong with this argument. Here I did, this is phi of phi regardless of modding out by relations. Okay? No. So really what I get on the left-hand side is phi, and then j, sorry, and then 1 tensor delta of j, and then j to 3. Exactly the opposite. So, you know, you look at the picture and it looks one way, but it really means the other thing. It's bizarre. I don't know what to say. Okay? The same thing happens here. The one really is a one. This is sort of, once the one is there, the relations are imposed on this. So basically it's the same thing. So you get the delta tensor 1 of j times j1, 2 in the wrong order. But this is that, I hope. Is it? Phi? Oh.
It's
the inverse. Sorry, I flipped J and J inverse, so I did write the wrong equation at overall. But this is okay. Sorry. So this is J. This is 1, 2. This is -2, 3, and this is okay. Now it's right. But this equation is neither. It's just wrong. Okay. Again, it's the it's a bizarre. I think it's a correct argument. In as much as I can tell, it's a correct argument, and it's bizarre. I don't know what to say other than that it's bizarre. So here is the.
So, but this is not in W.
This is in V. This is totally in V. Okay? It would be nice to repeat it in W. Obviously, word by word repetition would do, because W is a quotient, but sort of with actual computations, I mean, with. I don't know. Okay. So what's wrong with that? So maybe nothing. I mean, you know, maybe you could say, okay, this is it. But I'm not sure I like it, because I don't have a good calculus of objects of this nature. Okay? And this worked here, but it requires, you know, it works because you see the overall, because you've seen enough of these, I don't know, I don't have a calculus, I will not know, I would have never guessed it, there is never a, I just don't have the right language, okay? So, you know, for example, I'd like to think of strand doubling as a vertex, right? In practice, the way, or as unzip operations, okay? So, right, strand doubling is really, you know, a way of saying that if you have a thing like this and you push all these cords above, so these are cords and this is skeleton. And if you push all the cords above the vertex, they get split in okay? But my attempts to turns these doublings into vertices completely failed. Okay, and somehow for a reason. I mean, there is something weird that's happening that somehow, I don't know, when you pull a trivalent vertex through something, it comes out upside down. I don't know. I'm speaking nonsense because I don't understand it. But I don't have a picture for the calculus of these things. Okay, I cannot make the calculus of such things pictorial. So I'm still unhappy.
So is this Haviv, or is this basically what appears in the Etting of Kashdan?
So this is Etting of Kashdan translated to diagrams by Haviv.
Except that what you said here applies already. Yeah, so.
So,
well,
yeah,
well,
yeah. So this is
Etting
of Kashdan, but you see, somehow in Etting of Kashdan, the language is so categorical that I've never noticed this change of positions of J's, this funny commutativity, this funny flip. And I still, I don't, so somehow, I still don't understand it, right? I mean, we're, are using somehow, you know, so this is a module, this is an algebra, we nevertheless multiply, or we don't quite multiply, we think of the algebra acting on the module, and if certain things are intertwiner, I don't know what to say. Sorry, I'm speaking, I'm missing the right language. But on the other hand, I'm extremely optimistic. I'm much more optimistic than I was 3 days ago. So this is sort of the last 2 days that I decided to work out Haviv again. Okay? Because because for a long time I was trying to understand I was trying to find an interpretation for the wrong argument, okay? Without noticing that, thinking that once I find the correct interpretation, sort of the fact that it's wrong will be, somehow I will also understand why it's right, okay? But now at least I know to find the interpretation to the right argument, so it's a huge progress. Yeah, so this is essentially Etting of Kashdan on one blackboard. This is the most important part of Etting of Kashdan, and this is it. So I mean, what I should be telling you is kind of why this generates an R as well. Okay, or how this generates a good invariant of virtual braids. So not quite good, because it's in the wrong target space, but I mean, but almost good. But anyway, sorry, now that the argument is right, it's a... I don't know what to say. Okay. So let's.
What's the wrong target space in it? What is wrong with the target space?
That it contains not only acyclic diagrams. But that somehow, you know, well, okay, I can imagine that it would. Well, let's see. And also, you know what? I'm a public speaker, okay? I like to give lectures. I will never be able to give a lecture in which people will understand that. Okay, so this indicates to me that I'm still missing something. Sorry, I'm trying to convince you that there is something wrong with this argument as it is. Okay, that I don't really understand it. The fact that I will never be able to explain it except to people like you who have seen this stuff for so long, it's a proof that it's the wrong argument. So I would like to fix to find the right calculus, the right pictorial language for this argument, even if it adds nothing to the argument. And if only so that I will be able to give lectures about it. So, one day, when it becomes necessary. Okay?
When you write a textbook for Springer, then?
I don't think I ever will. I think my, it doesn't matter. Maybe, when the textbook of the subject can be written, this will not be the right language. And if you translate this to a writable language, you get the proof that's written in Chaviv, and there is nothing wrong with it, except it's one page of formulas that are very hard to follow. So, a better calculus really is missing. Okay, let's stop the video camera and meet again on tomorrow. And I really don't know